In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Word of God appointed as our lesson for today and the basis for our meditation is written in the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans in chapter 5, verses 12 to 15. Therefore, as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all men sinned. Sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sins were not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. Brothers and sisters in Christ, surely by now you have noticed what day this is. It's the seventh day of the seventh month of the 77th year of this century. How can you go wrong on a day like that? Even the media people have picked it up and are suggesting that the odds are at least 7 to nothing, that today is going to be a good day and that any venture begun today will succeed. We can pause because of our own misgivings about the lucky number phobia in which we live in our society, and even because of our biblical insight that the number 7 is a perfect number. But in a sense, this preoccupation with good fortune and a sign of something good to come is symptomatic also of us. Like our countrymen, like the people of our time, we too are looking for the plus, that little advantage which gives us an edge over someone else, some sign that our ventures too will succeed. The Word of God, which we read from the Apostle Paul, gives us a clue, and more than a clue, as to the big plus in our lives and in our ministries. It doesn't lie in the neat arrangement or convergence of numbers, even perfect numbers. It lies, as the Apostle Paul says, in the grace of God in Jesus Christ. The marvelous words of St. Paul read a moment ago are words well known to us, words which we have perhaps read often in recent years because the interpretation of the fall of man, which is discussed by the apostle in this text, has figured very prominently in controversies in our own church body. And there are these great profundities that the apostle discusses about the relationship of sin to law, and the relationship of death to sin, and of life for us to the life of the one man, Jesus Christ. The whole relationship involved in typology is suggested in these words. And yet, if we were to focus on just one or two words in this great pericope that might guide you and me and our families and those to whom we minister on this day, it would be the little expression in verse 16 of Romans 5, the little word, much more, polo malon. The context, again, to refresh your memory, if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. It's an interesting expression to translate into English. Both the old authorized version and the revised version stay with much more. But other versions do it in a little bit better way, so we might think. But the point is not so much how we translate the much more of God's grace, but that we understand its significance for our lives and for the lives of all men, as well as for the enterprise of studying and doing theology and serving in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. At least four times in this great chapter, the Apostle Paul uses that expression, polo malon, much more. And he does it always to contrast the great superiority of God's grace to all other options, especially the situation brought about by man's sin. Listen to these four contexts in which this expression occurs. In verse 9, since we are justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Where the contrast is between death on the one hand and being saved from the wrath of God. Or in verse 10, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. And there the contrast, the much more, consists in the salvation we have by his life when contrasted with the death that came to those who were still his enemies. And then there is our text where the much more signifies the distinction between the grace of God and the death that came through one man's trespass. And one more time in this chapter, in verse 17, the apostle calls God's much more to our attention. If because of one man's trespass death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Polo malon, much more the grace of God. Well, friends, that's an important thought for us to remember, not only today, but every day. Important for us to remember, first of all, because of its objective reality. Sin is a universal condition. It began with the one man, Adam, and so passed to all men, for all men have sinned. It's a dreadful reality in our lives, and the apostle's words make it very clear that sin is here. Not only that sin is more than the individual misdeeds or transgressions of men. Sin is a condition. Sin is the state of being at enmity with God, of being without the fear and faith of God, as Augsburg Confession Article 2 reminds us. But the greater objective reality is that in the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the other man, death has been overcome. Sin has been conquered at its source. And so that the greater reality, objectively speaking, than the reality of even sin and evil, is the reality of God's grace and forgiveness and life that exists in this world that you and I inhabit. The much more of God's grace is important for our personal lives, for yours and for mine and our families, our congregations. Sin is very real in our hearts and in theirs. But much more, the grace of God in Jesus Christ is a reality in our lives. For his life and death and resurrection has given forgiveness of sin to those of us who believe. It has given life and salvation and hope and eternity with God, rather than the dread reality we have all imbibed of because of Adam's sin. And then for you and me in a particular way, as we study theology, as we minister to God's people in our various callings, the much more of his grace is something that we cannot afford to lose sight of. It's so easy to get lost in the intricacies of the Hebrew or Greek verb form, or the niceties of some Augustinian Platonic distinction on the nature of man, or to explore endlessly the meaning of important concepts in the Old or New Testament. And so it goes. We who work in theology, we who study, we who teach, know the great joy and the great fun, really, of getting lost in the study of theology. But let us never forget that what it's all about is the polo malon, the much more of God's grace, that any study of theology, any ministry to people, that does not focus on that great objective reality in the world and in the lives and hearts of God's people has just missed the boat. Whether it's the 77th year of this century, on the seventh day of the seventh month, or whether it's any other day, any other year, any other century. Let us rejoice and be glad in the God of our salvation, who's much more in Jesus Christ, has brought hope and life to us as individuals, and has given focus and meaning to our life and work. In Jesus' name, amen.